AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Everest tests its 52-week peak, with reinsurer breadth strong and volume still light. Everest Group finished the week at $371.4, only 0.3% below its 52-week high, as the reinsurance group showed stronger breadth than the wider financial services sector. The move is constructive, but the latest 0.9x volume ratio keeps the set research brief. Everest Group's weekly read is balanced but constructive. Price is near a 52-week high. The trend signal is active for an 11th week. Market dynamics and relative strength are positive, and reinsurance breadth is supportive. The main offsets are below average volume, a 7.5% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, and a negative next week expectancy at 40.58%. Key points. 1. Everest rose 4.5% in the latest completed week to $371.4, lifting the stock to 98.7% of its 52-week range and just 0.3% below the 372.4 high. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active with an 11-week streak. Price is 11.2% above the 333.8 trend line and 7.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of $345.5. 3. U.S. insurance reinsurance breadth is supportive, with 75.0% active trend signals, 87.5% positive market dynamics, and 62.5% positive relative strength across the 8-stock group. 4. Volume was 1.7 million shares, equal to 0.9x the 13-week and 52-week averages, so participation did not fully confirm the latest 4.5% advance. Range top price action gets help from the reinsurance group. Everest Group's 4.5% weekly gain capped a stronger short-term run, with the stock up 11.7% over 4 weeks and 13.2% over 12 weeks. The close at $371.4 puts EG almost on top of its 52-week high of $372.4 and 98.7% through its annual range, a clear sign that buyers have repaired the late May break and pressed the stock back to the upper bound. The industry backdrop is favorable. U.S. insurance reinsurance averaged a 5.5% weekly return, 14.1% over 4 weeks, and 15.7% over 12 weeks, with EG ranking second in the group for the week and second over 12 weeks, though only fifth over 4 weeks. That places Everest in a constructive peer setting, even if the most aggressive reinsurance moves have come from smaller names, such as Oxbridge Re. Trend and market dynamics are constructive, but the setup is not one-sided. The ShareMaestro read remains balanced with a composite score of 60. The trend signal is active, the streak has reached 11 weeks, and price is 11.2% above the weekly trend line at $333.8. Activity pressure is positive at 0.92, and relative strength is positive at 1.76, a sharp improvement from negative readings in mid-June. That improvement matters because it separates Everest from a wider financial services sector, where trend breadth is only 45.0%. and positive relative strength breadth is 48.0%. Within the broader U.S. financial services universe, EG ranks in the 85th percentile on the latest weekly relative performance read, but the stock's own active trend breadth is still limited at 12 of 52 weeks, or 23.1%. So this remains a developing weekly advance rather than a long-established one. Volume and valuation distance are the key checks on the move. The latest week did not bring a participation burst. Everest traded 1.7 million shares versus a 13-week average of 1.9 million and a 52-week average of 1.8 million, leaving both volume ratios at 0.9x. That contrasts with the stronger confirmation seen during the June recovery, including 2.9 million shares in the 5 June week and 2.5 million shares in the 26 June week. Price is also running above reference levels. The stock is 7.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of $345.5. And 11.2% above the trend line, which is constructive while momentum persists, but increases the cost of any failed breakout attempt. The high water gap is only 0.3%, so the next few sessions should show whether the upper range move can attract fresh participation, rather than simply coast on prior demand. Risk profile favors discipline near the high. Risk evidence is mixed. Everest has logged 30 positive weeks and 22 negative weeks across the 52-week window, with average gains of 2.3% and average losses of 2.4%. Recent volatility is 3.7%, above the 52-week base of 3.1%, which suggests a somewhat wider weekly range just as the stock approaches its high. The main watch points are whether volume moves above the 1.5x confirmation area, whether activity pressure holds its positive reading, and whether price can stay above the trend line if the high water test fails. Next week expectancy is negative at 40.58% for similar setup states, so the stock has opportunity evidence from price and group breadth, but not enough volume or expectancy support to call the signal clean. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.